There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Sense. We all have it. Jennifer's got it. Kenny's got it. I got it. Richie's got it. Cars. Cat talk. All right, so in car news, Raul Castro has put the brakes on closer U.S.-Cuban ties. Get it, Jennifer?
I get it. Get it? The brakes?
Brakes.
That's who
get it.
There.
You see what I did, Kenny?
Yep.
Pretty spectacular, huh?
And then the car song goes away. That's it.
That's it. Raul Castro is the president del presidente.
So you're not kidding? This
Cuba.
Is why we had a car song? So
well,
we could
this,
put the brakes on. This. Welcome to the Good Day Show, everybody.
I'm trying to give you ideas on what to do later on your own Los Angeles okay. program. I'm trying to teach you how to do radio a la 2015. Actually, we do have some car news, but I thought I would start with the Presidente, El Presidente of Cuba.
Yes.
Says normal relations depend on a series of American concessions. Yeah, we're tough here in Cuba. We're going to get you, guy. We're going to get you down on your knees. You want to do business with us. So they want to get the return of Guantanamo. They want Gitmo back. Castro wants Guantanamo. You can. It was supposed to be closed 5 minutes after President Obama took office, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. Yeah,
so,
he's going home. Shut it down and go
okay,
home.
So how much do you want to pay us for it? Raul, cough up some dough and you can have it. Why would we
make
put
it
the money
Cuban
in the
Disneyland.
General, exactly. That's a good idea.
We have a water ride. It's called waterboarding.
We have lots of experience with water rides at Gitmo. Anyway, the base is not likely to return anytime soon, but we can talk about it, right? Let's talk about it. Talk. All right, so Ford has announced it's recalling the Taurus and the other models that are just like the Taurus because...
Is there a Taurus anymore?
Is there a Taurus?
No, what? There is. I mean, do a lot of people buy the Taurus? I don't see a lot of them anymore.
No. Well, there's 200...
everywhere, remember?
Yeah, there's 220,000 of them on the recall list. And also they have a problem with the delivery vans, that sort of thing. So the defects, I'm trying to figure out what, 204,000 Ford Taurus Lincoln MKSs, that's their new fancy model, right?
Fancy schmancy, yeah.
Right. And the,
say anything about a 1970 club wagon.
No. Doesn't say anybody. No, I know that's what you still have.
the
CRM van is 1974.
But I'm fairly certain there is a homeless person squatting in the back of it. We don't know.
So, the house that I have in Santa Monica, there's a guy who's been parking there for years. I've had this house, I think, 7 or 8 years? And across the street, there's a white Ford van every night. The guy's a surfer dude.
Yeah,
and he sleeps in the van, and then he gets up in the morning at first light and goes down and surfs for a couple of hours, and then he goes to work.
I'm surprised I haven't dated him yet.
Well, you can come on over. I'll
introduce
you to
him. I haven't dated somebody that lives in a van yet.
Yeah,
it's going to be
okay.
On my bucket list.
That's what you need to be doing that. So anyway, the problem is faulty interior door handles that fall off in your hand.
Oh, that's
there's a spring that becomes unseated inside the doors. The door can unlatch. As you're going down the highway, you either can't open it or it opens on its own.
Comforting, isn't it?
So buy a Ford.
Which one's better?
And get lots of fresh air. That's what you need to do.
You want to be trapped or sucked out of your car going down the freeway?
Hmm. Let's see here. Other car news. Looks like FCAUS, which is what Chrysler is, now belongs to the Italians.
The radio?
FCAUS. That's what it's called, the company. FCAUS. The big Super Bowl surprise is going to be hatched, apparently. There was an ad a couple of years ago from M&M. You remember that for Chrysler? Super Bowl? They have a commercial in the Super Bowl. Every year they're among the top-ranked ads. They have they've reshaped their business. I think the Chrysler product today is quite a good product. I rent cars, I always try to rent a 200 or 300 Chrysler or a Dodge.
Not a
some
bad
fast.
Rap, but yeah.
No, they're good. The Dodge vans, the Ram trucks, I think, are the best part of the line, Frank. I think they're making a great truck as opposed to what General Motors. Okay, so Ford and General Motors have their problems. Here's equal opportunity. Ford's got a problem, and now GM has a problem. Because of the death toll from the defective ignition switches, this past week, another person was killed, according to the GM. Another person wasn't killed. Another person who had died as a result of the ignition switch problem has come forth. The family came forth. They're making $400 million available. That total could go to $600 million because of the victims. $1 million a piece to $10 million a piece, depending on what happened. So that's a very costly mistake for them. Doesn't make them look good. All right, so I've taken on Ford, General Motors, talked about Chrysler. Time for a shot from Toyota, don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have a hydrogen fuel cell car. Not on sale yet, but people are ordering. There are 16,000 of these already ordered. The car is called a Mirai, M-I-R-A-I. 16,000 orders. They'll lease for $599 a month. That's a lot of money for a Toyota.
Yeah.
What the heck are they doing? Hydrogen fuel cells that expensive?
What, the door handles stay on or something?
Yeah, right. What do you want for $599 a month? All right, one other item here. Over 250 million connected cars with automatic features hitting the roads in the next 5 years. Let's see. In-vehicle infotainment, just what you need. Infotainment while you're driving.
I do, actually.
Wi-Fi connectivity.
Yeah, so you can do your emails while you're on the road.
Internet of Things, whenever we figure out what the heck that is.
Yeah, sounds fun.
The increased consumption and creation of digital content are needed in our newer vehicles. So there'll be 250 million cars connected to all this stuff by 2020. Huh? Well, who's going to drive the car? I thought it was dangerous. You think by then it's going to drive itself? So you can have all these things, huh? I'm thinking of when the Dodge van first had a DVD player in the back seat. I thought that was pretty outrageous. Even though you can't see it as the driver, you're sure it's going to be, what, when the kids are watching something you don't like what they're watching, something happens, you're going to pay attention to that now you're driving, right?
You put in the DVD, though.
Well, hopefully.
And it distracts your children so that they're not screaming and throwing peanuts at your head.
Well, what happened to having the children do what you tell them to do? Sorry, Johnny, sit back in the back seat, or you won't be able to do what today?
It doesn't work like that anymore.
Why?
Parents, oh, my gosh. I don't think I told you about this. I went to the bathroom the other day. Every good story starts there. I was out with my mom, and we'd gone to lunch at the corner bakery. And so I go into the bathroom before we're going to go shopping. And there's two stalls. I go into one, and I can hear the mother who's in there with her kid pleading, begging. I know you're feeling frustrated, but if you could just finish going to the restroom, there are other people that need to use the stall. This woman was in there for a long time, negotiating with her child to go to the bathroom and to stop crying. I'd be like, kid, pull your pants up and get out of here. I mean, be like, come on, you know, just go to the bathroom or go. She's like, we can go outside and talk about your feelings where we have more space, but this isn't the place to talk about how you're feeling frustrated. I mean, jeez. This poor woman.
Well, she's trying to get the kid to poop?
Yes. Because the kid's screaming on the toilet. Obviously, it needs some castor oil. So I'm just saying. Uh-huh. She's begging this kid to finish up and get out. And the kid's screaming.
Ugh. All right. Other food news in the next half hour of the Good Day program, along with Jennifer's television report. Nominate a young volunteer, speaking of children, for up to $10,000 in scholarships through the Kohl's Cares Scholarship Program. Nominations are being accepted through March 13th. You can visit KohlsKids.com, K-O-H-L, apostrophe S, kids.com for details. And if you'd like to nominate a child, do it there. KohlsKids.com for a volunteer. Nominate some youngster who's done a great thing for some family or the community, and he or she might get a $10,000 scholarship through the Kohl's Care Scholarship Program. Check it out at KohlsKids.com.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Did you pay for child care last year? Did your mom move just down the street and say, I'll watch the kids while you're at work? And you were like, great. But then she said, let's discuss rates. And you found out the exact price of grandma's love. Plus overtime. And holidays. No matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you pay for child care, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Musicians, right now at Guitar Center, for the first time ever, we're extending our friends and family discount to you. Savings up to 20% off the gear you really want. From starter packs and custom shop guitars, to practice pads, handcrafted drum kits, and the latest recording gear. Feels like a PV Electric guitar pack, now only $89. Or Tannoy Reveal Studio monitors, buy one, get one free. Plus, visit GuitarCenter.com for even more deals and get a cash-saving coupon. Guitar Center's Friends and Family Weekend, now through Sunday.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and laws number 3030.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits. A tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before riding a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita. Morn and win.
This morning, Sandra Sneed wrote a joyful status. This miss is a soon-to-be mrs. Over 300 friends liked her engagement post, and it got 76 comments. Sandra, you're one popular gal. Geico also has a comment on your status. Did you know you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance in just 15 minutes by switching to Geico? Just the way we're trying to help cushion a nice little nest egg for the future misses. Hashtag getting hitched. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, 19 after the hour, Doug Steffen, bumper snicker time. There are three kinds of people, those who can count and those who can't. All right, so Kenny, yes. Would you care to explain how the Internet...
Because I might need some help.
Really? Come on. What about the Internet of Things? What do we need to know about the Internet of Things?
The Internet of Things is what they're calling the connections made between our smart devices. As this grows and you have a smart house and you use your phone to start to change the thermostat and to turn on your oven and turn on your washer and dryer, all of that and operate your car, all of that is being called now under it's all under the umbrella of the Internet of Things.
Really? I have a smart girlfriend, so I don't need any of that stuff.
Right.
Right? I'm all set. Next.
And you're a smart guy for saying you have a smart woman. That's
well, I do have it. I'm really smart. I do have a very smart woman, and that's what makes it kind of fun, actually. Challenging, too. It's fun. 21 after on Good Day.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
One Hit Wonder Daily Contest here on Good Day, and the prize is a consideration, qualification, in fact, for a 4-day, 3-night luxury vacation. Drawing will be next Friday. Tell us who's singing this song called All Right Now. Who is it? 888-302-3684. Crank it up, Kara.
Maybe. I like this one.
Hey! Hey.
Maybe we can see something. Now don't you wait. Oh, hesitate. Let's move before they raise the parking lot.
People, when they first heard this song, thought there was something X-rated in that first line. Before they raised the parking rent, they thought it was something else. It's kind of like that song, I'm Your Venus.
Which, oh, at about the I always same like time. Secret Asian Man. That's my favorite. Secret
Asian Man. Secret. All right, so what's the name of this group? 888-302-3684. We will qualify you for our Beaches Resort giveaway at either the Turks and Caicos location, or there's two of them actually in Jamaica. And when your name goes into the hopper, see if it comes out again on February the 6th. So, in the meantime, as people are dialing this up, there's what is the Spencer Davis group? Gee, I don't know. You think it is? 888-302-3684. This tune topped the charts during this week in 1970. Only one hit. It's a British rock band formed in 1968. All the members were in their early teens. They disbanded in 1973. In the early 70s, they were one of the biggest selling rock groups in England, bar none. Their albums have sold about 30 million copies around the world. They've performed over 700 concerts in the 5 years they were together. Man, were they on the road. Rolling Stone called them the British hard rock pioneer band. The band recorded 6 big albums in their 5 years together. Record sales beginning to fall off. Turmoil with band members, all that usual stuff. And then they couldn't get another pop single after this one. So they all said, enough of this. Lead singer Paul Rogers became the frontman for Bad Company, took drummer Simon Kirk with him. Guitarist Paul Kossoff formed the band Backstreet Crawler, and bassist Andy Frazier formed the band Sharks. Don't know anything about any of those. Kenny, do you know anything about any of those?
Bad Company was big.
Was it? Okay.
Oh, they had a
bunch. I guess I do remember them. Yeah, okay. Yep, yeah, so he did okay for himself. All right, yeah. Kara, back to the music. Let's see if we can figure this out. It looks like somebody's got it figured out. Crank it up. Not here yet. He'd be digging this.
Yeah, you said it's loud and got guitar.
Yep, that's his specialty. All right, let's see if we can figure this out here. Mike is in Ocean City. A lot of folks listening to Good Day There. Hi, Mike.
Hey, good morning.
Morning to you, sir. Cold air. What's temperature this morning there?
It's kind of cold. Yeah, I think it's low 30s. Something like that. I wasn't paying attention because I'm in a heated jacket.
Yeah, good for you. I got a heated bathrobe I'm going to try out later on today. It's 11 degrees. It's been back and forth between 11 and 13 below here on the farm. So consider yourself warm, and you should be thankful for that, Mike. All right, so what's the name of this group?
I thought it was Steve Marriott.
Steve Marriott. I don't even know if that's a good guess, Kenny. Is that a good guess? I don't know Steve Marriott.
It's a good guess.
Good guess. But not correct, Amundo, Mike. Sorry about that. Kim is in Napoleon, Ohio. Hello.
Hello.
How do you do,
How
sir?
Are you?
I'm well.
You're
how about
fine.
You? Good, good, good. Who is this?
This is Kim.
No. Excuse me.
Waiting for that.
Who's the band?
Oh, all right. The band's name is Free.
That is correct, sir. You qualify for our drawing next week for the trip.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Do cats dream? Do dogs dream? Every once in a while, I'll have a listener call me up and say, Warren, you know, I notice sometimes when my dog goes into a deep sleep or my cat goes into a deep sleep, they kind of move their feet. What's that all about? You know, this is still one of the greatest unanswered questions. Most guardians have long had sneaking suspicions about their cat and dog sleep time imagery as they watch the paws that twitch, legs that run, and whiskers that flutter. But scientists are now only confirming that the odds that dogs and cats do really dream are indeed quite good. Some recent studies seem to indicate that dogs and cats enter into that REM, or rapid eye movement sleep, the type of sleep during which humans dream generally take place. So yes, dogs and cats do dream. Yes, they can have nightmares. I've worked with dogs over the years that woke up in the middle of the night barking and growling because they were scared. Wake your dog up gently if he's having a nightmare. Give him a hug and a kiss. I promise he'll go back to sleep and have good thoughts. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Two little tablets is all it takes to get thicker, fuller hair, guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched, loved by celebrities, and recommended by doctors. And right now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is being offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-769-7860. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. It makes thin hair full, full hair beautiful, and promotes the growth of thicker, fuller hair guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, 94% of women who tried it saw more volume. Listen to this.
It's vibrant, shiny, bouncy, everything you want your hair to be. I love Viviscal because it works. It completely works.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls can try it risk-free for 90 days, plus free shipping. Get thicker, fuller hair guaranteed. Call now, 800-769-7860.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Yeah? Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing the minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. I'd be making sure I was taking it with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The daytime is 33 after the hour.
You're listening to a recap, I suppose, in a manner of speaking, a rehash.
Oh, that sounds kind of negative.
An overview of what you need to know today. Jennifer Horn is here, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden. So let's see what's going on the Israeli-Lebanese border. Officials say that they have received a message from Hezbollah, the Lebanese Shiite movement backed by Iran, Hezbollah, moving away from
Hezbollah.
Further violence. It was a deadly clash. It's been really messy there, and we haven't paid much attention because I don't really see that it serves us a lot to talk about what's going on over there. I don't get it. I don't. Even if you're, I have been very fond of Israel. I've been there four times. I love Israeli people in the country. I'm not Jewish, but I find it historically. I'm very interested in political science and history, and find it to be, it's just captivating to walk through the streets of the old city and realize what has happened there historically. It's a fascinating, fascinating place. But yet, because it's the seat of all the major religions, and we can't seem to get along with one another, I mean, the whole history of the planet is a study in how we can't get along. That's really it, right? People can't figure out how to get along. You can't get along with your family. You can't get along with your boss. You can't get along with we can't seem to figure out how to get along, period. Anyway, so that's sort of, things are quieting down a little bit. Prime Minister Netanyahu, I always love saying that. Prime Minister Netanyahu accepted an invitation from Republican leaders to speak to Congress in March, you know that. Didn't consult the administration. And the administration said, we don't like that.
Yeah. We're and mad.
Right.
We're not going to talk to him.
Yeah, but we're not going to get along.
Our idea.
Long as we're in the... What?
I was going to say, well, it has been policy in America that we don't have leaders within a certain amount of time from when their elections are taking place.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where this falls in, because there are
elections in Israel
in March.
Right. Yeah. All right. So is this aimed, it's an up yours to Obama, but it's also a way for Netanyahu to raise money in America.
Yeah.
For his campaign. He has much support. He's like, he went to school here. When you meet, I have spent some time with him, and conversationally, I could, it's having a conversation with Kenny. He is very, very literate. He is extremely a very strong presence. The guy has anybody who, you know, in that league, in that part of the world, or here, any place where you become leader, like whether you're Vlad the Bad or the Prime Minister of England, who's a little kind of wimpy, actually, but you know what I'm saying. In order to get to that point, you've got to be fairly dramatic. And Netanyahu is that. He has a very strong presence. Anyway, so, but he's, make no mistake about it, even though this is not yours to Obama, Netanyahu wants to raise money for his campaign. That's why he's coming over here. Very conservative Jewish groups in this country love him. They love this guy, and they'll throw a lot of money in his direction. Mm-hmm. That's how it works. You think it's different over there than it is here? Not really. The Islamic State releasing new audio, I'm talking about ISIS, in which a Japanese hostage says Jordan needs to present an Iraqi prisoner at the Turkish border by sunset their time today, which is got to be only a couple of hours away. If not a second hostage, a Jordanian pilot who's now surfaced will be killed in the same old way. Okay, California, here we come. 70 high school students who have not been immunized for measles banned for classes today in Palm Desert. Separately, the father of a six-year-old boy with leukemia has asked his San Francisco area district to keep unvaccinated children out of the school there. What do you think of that? If you lived in a district, a father of a six-year-old boy who asked the school department to keep children away from school who are unvaccinated. What do you do with that?
You know what? I have to say that I don't blame him. I am so against these people that aren't vaccinating now. I think it is so irresponsible.
Well, for stuff like this. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. For a lot, for the measles, for all of this stuff.
Yeah, right. All right. So that's the food for thought part of this, though. Think about it and what you would do in your own, if this was you, how would you handle a situation like that? Would you do what that father did? Or would you say, oh, I understand? Some parents would put the children either in a private school or tutorial, homeschool, whatever. But this is going to be a dramatic event. And the boy's only 6 years old. Leukemia is any cancer, any disease comes about as a result of inflammation. Inflammation comes about as a result of immune deficiencies. What does Jack Stockwell say? You don't have a strong gut, you're not going to be healthy. Anyway, I think there's an interesting, really interesting conversation to be had there. A prominent environmental policy group says today that turning plant matter into liquid fuel or electricity is so inefficient, the strategy used in the fight against global warming ought to be reconsidered. This is an environmental policy group that says biofuels basically stop doing it. And they're the ones who got all the money into the programs that supported during the Bush administration the emergence of biofuels. Became a big, big business. Still is. Using corn and other things to create energy. It costs more to produce it, especially now that the price has gone way down, then, you know, it's another wackadoodle way of people who are moderately to mostly clueless getting into a business. There have been big businesses created around
biofuels. Is that a mental diagnosis, by the way?
Which?
Moderately clueless?
Well,
you said moderately clueless.
Well, but I mean, a lot of the, from my perspective anyway, a lot of the environmental movement is just that. I mean, not to be too crude about it, but when it comes to movements, there's a lot of stuff that's coming out of the back end of my cows that's probably more valuable in the, you know, in terms of whether you capture it or not. Biofuels, not great. And a lot of farmers made a lot of money at it. That's great. Corn can be used for other things to help feed the world, and you make just as much money. I think I've always thought that the biofuel, I want to use it because I think it's better for the atmosphere, but I'd be damned. You know, if they had any brains, somebody who's all about promoting this, okay. So you've got subsidies going everywhere for the oil industry, oil business. So subsidize this to a point where it's at least the same price as regular diesel fuel. Is that outlandish? Diesel fuel now is about $2.90 a gallon, roughly. The equivalent amount of biofuel is about a buck higher than that. So who's going to buy biofuel unless you're an environmental wacko? You're not going to buy, or I'm not considering myself a wacko. I'd like to think I'm environmentally responsible. I won't pay a dollar more for that stuff. I won't. I burn, in the good weather months, I burn old cooking oil anyway. So it doesn't make any, I mean, I'm not contributing to anything except the smell of French fries going up and down the road. That's where people, when I drive by in my tractor, they go, what's that smell? The smell is fish and chips. That's what it is. I go down the road and it's just like I've had a meal. I just had fish and chips. When my tractor goes by, you'd think that I just stopped at an Arthur Treacher's. Does anybody even remember what Arthur? I probably shouldn't bring that up.
I remember Arthur Treacher.
What's a good fish and chips joint anymore? They still have Long John Silver's. H. Salt?
Long John Silver's.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. All right. While we're on in the petroleum area, I exercise every opportunity I can to take a shot at the Exxon Mobil Corporation because they are evildoers. I'm convinced, and even more convinced, I think that we need to produce our own oil. I just don't like these guys because they're big, pushy jerks. And here's the best example of it. Remember back in 1990, or it was actually 1989, when the Exxon Valdez went aground off the coast of Alaska? Remember that? The Exxon Valdez. How many people remember what the skipper's name was? Raise your hands.
Don't. I do not.
Remember Kenny?
Oh, I used to. I can't quite get it.
Joseph Hazelwood.
Oh, yeah.
Remember him? Went on trial in Anchorage on this date in 1990, about a year after the event. Charges stemming from the oil spill. He was acquitted of all the major charges, convicted of a misdemeanor. I believe there were the same charges leveled against him that he'd been schnapping it up a little. Before, it was the same kind of thing. Well, it wasn't. Yeah. The cruise ship that went aground in Italy, the captain had a couple of schnapps, and he was trying to impress his girlfriend. I'm not sure that Hazel was trying to impress his girlfriend, but he had a couple of pops before all of this happened. Anyway, so it did $6 billion worth of damage to the coast of Alaska. And so the Environmental Protection Agency said they had to pay for that. Exxon said, no, we don't, and we won't. And to this point, this day, the Exxon Corporation has never paid one penny of the fines leveled against it 20-some-odd years ago. Instead, they have spent $6 billion plus in legal expenses to defend themselves against this, and all of that is tax-deductible. So they never paid the fine, which would not have been tax deductible, but they fought it in court, and they have $6 billion worth of tax deductible expenses, and nobody's ever getting a penny out of the Exxon Corporation for the Exxon Valdez. How do you like that? And I'm happy to take the shot, as I said, anytime there's a reference to that story, they deserve every bit of bad publicity they get. Meanwhile, I never buy gas at Mobil. Many of you will say, oh, I wonder if I should stop. When you go by the Mobil station, just think about that for a minute and keep going to the Hess station or go to the Gulf station or go to the local station if you can find one. How's that, Jennifer? Did I get them or not?
I like it. It gets them.
You weren't paying attention at all. What were you doing? Come on. What were you doing when I just
went on my radio? I think it's a
little delay, Dougie. I can't hear what you're saying.
Truly.
Huh? All right, anyway. In a moment, Jen is going to take on the day's television news. It's up next here on the Good Day program.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only on my days off.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Excludes self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
According to the Center for Disease Control, 75% of Americans report they do not always take the medication as prescribed. People who don't take their medication properly spend more money on doctor visits and end up in the ER more than people who do. The economic impact is over $300 billion a year. But it's more than dollars and cents. 25% of nursing home admissions are caused by not taking medication properly. Your local Health Mart pharmacist can help you with education, guidance, and expert advice. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com.
Now that the holidays are over, it's back to commutes, carpools, and crazy schedules. It's tough to keep wholesome habits at the top of your list, but here's a way that you can. Special K is introducing a new line of chewy snack bars made with visibly tasty ingredients like rich chocolatey chunks, salted pretzels, real fruit pieces, and wholesome golden oats. James Sell, Senior Director of Marketing for Kellogg's Wholesome Snacks, has more.
These new snack bars are an ideal anytime snack. They not only taste great, but you can feel good about eating them too. With four flavors, Berry Medley, Blueberry Bliss, Salted Caramel Chocolate, and Salted Pretzel Chocolate, the new Special K Chewy Snack Bars deliver pure deliciousness along with the good stuff at 9 grams of whole grains and 100 calories per bar.
Visit SpecialK.com for more information on the new Special K Chewy Snack Bars, available at grocery and mass retail stores nationwide. I'm Jenny Sue Birnbaum.
Did you pay for childcare last year? Did your mom move just down the street and say, I'll watch the kids while you're at work? And you were like, great. But then she said, let's discuss rates. And you found out the exact price of grandma's love. Plus overtime. And holidays. No matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you pay for childcare, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
It is television time on the Good Day program. Let's see the Braverman family dealing with the circle of life on TV. The wedding of Sarah and the health of Zeke, who's played by Craig T. Nelson. You ever watch that Parenthood show?
What is it called? A Parenthood? No, yeah. But it's ending, I hear. So,
right.
It's getting good now,
it's
right?
It's over, right. Yeah, it's over tonight, as a matter of fact. 10 o'clock Eastern on NBC, which is, by the way, doing fairly well in the ratings in these, they call it the coveted. Isn't you love that?
The coveted demographic.
Yeah, the coveted 18 to 49 demographic, because there are shows like Blacklist. Things like that. All right, so what else have you got, Jen?
Well, ABC in the news, they have picked up four more pilots for next year's 2015-16 season, plus a new drama from, like, the queen of ABC, Shonda Rhimes. She's already got Grey's Anatomy, Scandal, How to Get Away with Murder on the network, yeah. Mm. And now she's got a new show called The Catch. It follows a female forensic accountant whose career specialty is exposing fraud for a living. So she'll have that strong woman character again, which she does really well. Pilots executive produced by Shonda Rhimes. They also ordered another drama pilot called Broad Squad from Gossip Girl creators Stephanie Savage and Josh Schwartz. They're inspired by true stories, and they follow the first four women to graduate from Boston's Police Academy in 1978. Yeah, I think that's kind of a cool thing. They also ordered two comedy pilots. One we've talked about already this week, Chevy Chase and Beverly D'Angelo starring in Chev and Bev,
right,
about baby boomers. And then they also have the United Dan Savage Project. Don't know what that is, but it's about Dan Savage, who's a columnist, his real life experiences, and it's all comedy, loosely based on this guy's life.
Huh.
Kim Kardashian is speaking out, and the promotion wheels are on. The Kardashian family is so funny.
Just
they
like
know how to promote
when
anything.
Kim Kardashian speaks, everybody
That's
else
right.
listens. That's
the world it. Listens.
Of course they do.
Well, you know, a new season, I think season 10, if you can believe it, of Keeping Up with the Kardashians is getting ready to premiere. And in it, they're going to follow the storyline of Bruce Jenner, who has been in the tabloids a lot lately. The tabloids speculate he's trying to convert to become a woman.
Great.
And so they're promoting this journey that he's on. So she was on TV all day yesterday, and she was talking about how he has a story to tell. You know, they're exploiting the heck out of this. Yeah. She said, quote, I think everyone goes through things in life, and I think the story and what Bruce is going through, I think he'll share whenever the time is right. Season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Yeah, right, exactly. House of Cards Marathon, the new season on Sunday opposite the Super Bowl. If you want to start watching House of Cards, you're not interested in the Super Bowl game, help yourself to that. Time Warner Cable Revenue up 4%, Jennifer. Boo!
Oh, good for them.
51 after on Good Day.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now.
Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products.
It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery.
Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Oh, it's Money Pit time. Money Pit.
Money Pit.
Money Pit. All right, Tom Kreidler is here. He is the co-host. I do not want to give him more
more credit than that.
More credit than he is due. Leslie Segretti is also on the program with him. Hundreds of radio stations every weekend carrying this. Didn't I just see you added someplace? Was it Las Vegas?
Boston. We just added WRKO.
Really?
Yeah.
WRKO.
W-R-K-O.
You're from Boston. For crying out
loud. Happy to be joining it. You'll be able to hear us from your neighborhood there in Framingham.
I can hear you plenty. All I have to do is call you on the phone. I haven't listened to you on the radio before.
Yeah. All right, anyway. Usually from the tractor.
Right, yes, exactly. So anyway,
your best thinking.
Kreidler, I do actually do well, and not this time of year. My best thinking is done where it's warm, and that doesn't include, I'm looking at the thermometer. Right now, it's 12 below zero here, and that's not doing much to warm up my brain, but I'm sure you will help us, as
sure.
The Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program is an inspiration for those who listen to it around the country. It's a great website as well, moneypit.com. Tom Kreidler, Leslie Segretti. Tom is here to answer a few questions and to spend a moment or two talking just a bit about the technology of staying warm. What is there that you need to, not only staying warm, but also, you know, preparing or thinking about what to do in the event of the next snowstorm, because there's another one coming. That's coming right up here on Good Day.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Okay, our daily deal is the free teeth whitening kit again. If you want your teeth professionally whitened but haven't had the money, listen up. National Dental Supply is giving a free whitening kit to the first 50 listeners who call 800-913-4980. It's the same strength sold by dentists. Get a white smile to look young and healthy. Call right now before the 50 free kits reserved for our listeners are gone. Call 800-913-4980. 800-913-4980. 800-913-4980.
Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit here on the Good Day program, and a focus on your fireplace and what happens when it gets cold like this, as it is in many of the northern climes of our country. People say, okay, let's augment the heat that's coming out of our heater with a fire in the fireplace. May not necessarily be the right thing to do, Tom.
No, it may not, because if you have a traditional, say, masonry fireplace, when you build that fire, you need to feed that fire with air, of course, combustion air, right? Now, where does that air come from? Well, it comes from inside your house. And remember, that air inside your house, you've already paid
to warm up with
your conventional heating system. So essentially, when you start up a fire, you're pulling a lot of air, a lot of warm air from inside your house, sending it right up the chimney. That gets replaced with colder air that comes in from the outside through all the little cracks and crevices in your outside walls, and that has to be reheated again. So while for temporarily, if you're sitting in front of the fireplace, you're feeling nice and warm and cozy, remember you're feeding it with a lot of warm air from the house if you have a traditional masonry fireplace. Now, if you have a newer, more modern fireplace that has its own combustion air supply, then that equation is different. Then you're not stealing air from the inside of the house. You're actually taking cold outside air to feed that fire, which is what you should be doing.
All right. Any other things that come as a result of the lessons, the generators and snow blowers and things that people, when they go looking for them as the storm approaches or is here, couldn't find any.
Yeah.
So what the reality is, we're going to have some more snow here.
Yeah. And you know, we always talk about generators this time of year. The thing is, you can't wait till the storm is here. You've got to make the decision.
Yeah.
And, you know, you really got three stages to this process. You can go portable, you can go standby, or you can go whole house. Portable, you've always got to pull it out. It's got to have gasoline. You got to plug it in outside. You got to run extension cords. Standby and whole house are pretty much the same in my book. A standby generator and a whole house generator are both permanently installed. One covers some number of circuits in your house. Maybe it's a little less expensive to buy the unit. And a whole house covers everything. The thing is, the installation for both standby and whole house is the same. So for my money, I would go with whole house. We put in a Kohler 20 kW this year, and it just takes over the main breaker when the power goes down, and we couldn't be happier.
Well, I don't have the automatic. I just have mine, a 40 kilowatt attached to a tractor on the barn, but you got to have them in this kind of weather if you are running any kind of business out of your home. Tom Kreidler.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.